Blog Talk Radio.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smellin'.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smellin'.
Captain Smells So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you've got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Yeah, that's Mr. Gooferbone hooking that up. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my Californians. You know what I'm saying? Good morning to you. And, yeah, it's going to be the official drop for season three. You know what I'm saying? The official season, the show opening and everything. So we're going to be switching some things up. So y'all, what, it's getting hot in here? Not really, but, yeah. But this is Freak the Fuck Out Friday, so you already know what time it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Presents. Please don't scan me. Goddamn right, man. This is the third part of the series talking about the damn backscatter X-ray image scanner thingies installed in the airports around the world. And I mean the world. You know, and since we are the world, we are the world. I gotta go and get that phone now. Anyway, we will be contacting various folks to see the efforts and opinions in this most pressing matter. You know what I'm saying? We want to see. I called Senator McDermott, Jim McDermott, who is the senator from Seattle, Washington, and was directed to talk to a Cameron Blanchley. So that's who we're gonna be calling today. You know what I'm saying? Of course, that affects Miss Heavenly Angel, so we will wait till the sidekick calls in or visits us in the chat, and of course we will get into that. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. The issue that we talk about, people, you can go to wewon'tfly.com and check out the article there. We also will be calling Mr. Jim Babs today and hitting him up and getting his opinion, his flip side of wewon'tfly.com. Also, optoutday.com. Both of those websites you can go to and check out more information on what we're getting into today if you want to, you know, do a little cheating. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big. This your host, DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good. You know what I'm saying?
It is a good day to die.
Oh. Well, first people I want to kill, you know what I'm saying?
World was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out!
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
And if that doesn't work, we'll hit them with a little propaganda.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a van who smokes unfiltered Lucky. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
And that ain't we.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You know what I'm saying? All right, check this out, y'all. We're going to get into a little music, pump y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Get this thing going off and feeling all good. It's my dog Ashwood in the building. You know what I'm saying? No Sleep Entertainment. Y'all can check them out in YouTube.com. We got all kind of videos out there. And make sure you go to www.wdge.webs.com and coming soon, wdge.com. So y'all make sure y'all check that out because it's on and popping.
Rock Walla with another one. Ashwood with another one. Shit, I like this. This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need, and I know there's a lot of things that you want, but sometimes you gotta look at the things you got, because you can lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising. I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God can take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up, before I eat, yeah. Give thanks, then I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house.
Amen.
I remember I didn't have nothing. Now I'm blessed, cause now I got something. You need help, he's the one to call. While I'm here, I'm just trying to do it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
I could do whatever I want, whenever, wherever I want. I could go to sleep when I choose. Matter of fact, I could take a cruise. I could go and party all night. It feel good, I could do what I like. Yep. It's like I got control of my life. I stay high like the average flight. Earn money how I wanna earn it. Treat myself cause I deserve it. Baby girl, get comfort too. Roof over my head, I'm comfortable. Think I found my soulmate. I'm getting married. I can't wait. Have some kids, a fantasy. Since I'm free, I'm about to start a family.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Hey, yo, Swagger, we gon' ride out to this one. I got the furniture in the booth, man. I'm so comfortable. Rock Walla on the track again. Another one. Matter of fact, can I get my two-step on? Okay, here we go. Hey, 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 hey.
Smell money on me whenever I walk by. Watch so bright, can't even see the time. Juice so bright, man. Milwaukee coast. Mind on the money, I'm in it for the dough. Trap, trap, baby, you already know. You can tell I ball by the ice of my chain. Sun in the club, me and my dogs. No beef, man, we here for the broth. But I don't wanna talk about shit, girl, fuck some. No time for play, baby, I pay. Treat like business, hell yeah, I pay. Go on name price, girl, I know I got what it takes. I'm ahead in the streets, in the bed, I'm a beast. Come escape with a G. And if you wanna leave, just meet me outside, baby, meet me outside. And if you wanna leave, baby, meet me outside. Just meet me outside, meet me outside. Get it, yeah, I get it.
Just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Throw them hands. friends left, yeah, party like a rock star. Booty shaking fast like she's driving in a NASCAR. Club, them rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. DJ, what's up? Get a record sweating armpits. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Make it go wild, hide you like a sunkiss. Do the diddy drop, no hit him with a two-step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Going real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Time to get the top, shake the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet seat contest. Party stay live, you'll be party to the sun hit. Yo, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at a G, yeah, she really want me. I think it's 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring back stacking, Sack King Mackin. US to Europe, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Keep in my verb, get them cold 16. You addicted to my speech, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big Euro bus. Ching Ching partner, German Rockweiler. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gonna stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grabbing real flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grabbing real flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Never in the club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rosé, low, Henny Black, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six figures going like Moss real deep. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like Los Angeles and Mackin. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six figures girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Yo, V, we got us another one. You ready?
Heard him go high, I can't lie. She shot his dime, a dime, a dime. When she hits the floor, she gets down. Hating hoes frown, she comes around. Ain't none of them flyers.
A fly kid rocking Fendi tags. Who you going to got time to play? Bad. A bad bitch with a swag on me. Yeah, baby, me speak to G. A fly kid that's ready to play. Chanel boots with a satin lace. A bad bitch, yeah, Bonnie on the
What I'm gonna need you to do is I'm gonna need you to get on your grind and your hustle and bring me in that money. Go ahead and drop that.
My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. 'Cause she want all my money, money. 'Cause she can't have my money, money. 'Cause she want all my money, money. My son is
like no joke, I thought I told you that before. 'Cause every time I see you, fresh polish on your toes. That's why I caught my son his own business with a code. And caught me a fresh outfit, fresh pose. Every time I see you, always asking me for more. Damn, baby mama, just send it to you where it go. When you come around, new hair, new clothes. So when you gonna respect the payment, I don't know. 'Cause some kind of shady, kind of sneaky with you, girl. I take care of mine while I'm grinding across the world. The hustle don't stop, mama. Catch up, you lost, mama. Keep your 9 to 5, I'ma grind, now stop. Trust that I'm doing this for my little bruh, hush. When it comes to my little man, I don't blush. Little man, daddy got you, you know.
My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. 'Cause she want all my money, money. 'Cause she can't have my money, money. 'Cause she want all my money, money.
Don't take me seriously, you take me for a joke. That's why I wrote this song and it just might blow. Just to show my little man that daddy is a pro. And baby mama know, that's why baby daddy gotta get it. When I spit it, go stop, get with it, stop slipping, might get broke off. I'ma show you how to get it as soon as I catch up and lift off. Yeah, I know you pissed off. I'ma pay my government, cash my debts off. Didn't know I knew you put me on child support, huh? But it don't matter 'cause I see what kind of girl you are. I want a family hotel on the boulevard. You wanna bring me down? Well, that's gonna take long. Send the emails and texts, well, that's a soccer song. I stay broke for real, need money for my son. By the way,
my baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. 'Cause she want all my money, money. 'Cause she can't have my money, money. 'Cause she want all my money, money. My son needs shoes and clothes. My baby mama broke for the love of money.
Hitting y'all back to back with some more jams. You know what I'm saying? We're live right here on Reckoning Game Radio. That sound pretty good, don't it? You know what I'm saying?
Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Parents feel if they eat enough of the bull in advertisement, their children will walk out wearing Nike, Reebok, or Guess. What's in style now? Not you. So cruise your unpopular cell phone down to the mall. Buy yourself some shoes and clothes. Buy yourself some perfume 'cause you don't smell good. Get yourself a perm 'cause your hair's too nappy, or maybe it's too straight and your eyes too black. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Somebody looks better than you. Don't you want to look like them? Somebody smells better than you. Don't you want to smell like them? Walk this way, talk this way. Everyone wants to glide across the moon like Michael Jackson. Who wants to be an astronaut? The world wants to fly like Jordan. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Open your eyes and ears to propaganda. The best of the best American is left undiscovered because the man on the top of the ladder is afraid of competition. Who's the strongest and who's the fastest American? The one who didn't get caught and branded on television. Propaganda. PSYOPs is the new terrorism. Who's educating your children with a moral and ethical value system? Overworked and underpaid teachers. Preachers who pay more for their shoes than the attention they give to the congregation. So who's going to save your soul? Maybe you'll get it from your mama and come born with the right credentials. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Got the right stuff to run the public and the private sector. Presidents buying commercials from multi-billionaires. Live. Tonight on your television. Maybe you'll crash watching the brilliantly lit billboard. Discover your taste for the good life. Who knows, you may be entertainment tonight. Light up the airwaves with static. Commercial after commercial. Sitcoms tell us how to behave. News tells us when to be afraid. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Drugs are okay if they come with a prescription. So what? Your kid wants to be a doctor or a drug dealer. The only difference is legislation. A couple years in college and high interest student loans. Who smokes the pills and who swallows? Deep to cure the illness of overcompensation. Limited wages drives us to drinking. Then we take the fast car all the way to the bank. We complain and complain about rates, too high interest, too low dividends. Where do you save your family's future? The bank. Who owns the deeds to your house? The bank. Who owns the title to the car? The bank. And who owns you? Your job. So work hard, boys and girls, because diamonds and pearls don't grow on trees. But the seeds you sow may save your life. Who needs leaves when the new money is made from the labor of slaves who pick cotton? Dig deep in your pockets to purchase the contents of that which sits upon the top shelf. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America.
He wants to keep it alive. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
It's Freak the Fuck Friday. Oh, man, let me beam up, Miss Evelyn. up in the building.
Hey.
Hey, hey, you out and about.
How's it going? I'm not at home.
Right here, it's like you're running around the track. Did you get some exercise?
Not right now, no.
Oh, oh, no.
No, I was just running, so.
What's going on in the wonderful world of Seattle?
In Seattle, it's sunny right now, but it's cold.
Sunny
and
in Seattle.
About.
Or is that sunny in Philadelphia? Oh, well, it sounds better. Sunny in Seattle. This presents your news.
We might be getting snow here in the next day or two, they say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's a little too soon.
I think we are not going to be getting any snow anytime soon. But
I'm sure you're not.
Yeah.
Nothing but sunshine.
Yeah, we got a little cold front, fronting. You know what I'm saying? Cold fronting.
Well, as long as there's no hurricanes, you're all good.
Yeah, well, we had hurricanes in a while, government stopped playing with the weather for a little while. And, did I say that? Not bad.
Say that then.
Not bad. Well, yeah, I didn't want to cause some destruction. They'll crank it on up a couple of notches,
Well, it was so cold last night. I haven't got one wink of sleep.
What?
Yeah. Cold, even with the heat on, it was so cold last night.
Wow.
I'm surprised it didn't snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it got about, about 60. About 60. It ain't get that cold, just the wind. The wind down here makes it seem like it's cold, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing about that. Okay, people, you already know what time it is. We have got to make the first of a series of calls. We're calling Cameron Blanchley.
In Seattle, right?
Yeah. This is Senator McDermott's...
Jim McDermott.
Press... press secretary or something like that. All right, so here we go, people. Let's give him a call.
Congressman Jim McDermott's office. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach Cameron Blanchley.
Master's calling.
I'm actually a radio show host. I was given this number via his Senator McDermott's secretary.
Okay, it's Congressman McDermott. He's a representative, not a senator.
Okay. Be my man.
What's your name again?
DJ. My name is DJ Smells So Good. I'm calling from Wrecking the Game Radio.
From what's the radio station?
Wrecking the Game Radio. It's an online radio station.
Okay, sir.
And this is actually in reference to the body scanners, the airport body scanners.
Okay.
So if he has any time to talk about that.
Are you hoping to have an interviewer?
I was just directed to him as being the media spokesperson, I guess, for Mr. McDermott.
Yeah, no, he is. I just was wondering why you were calling is all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. It's just an issue in the headlines, and I happen to be covering it, and I'm just calling various people to basically get their opinion on it.
Okay. One second, sir.
All right. Thank you. Congressman McDermott.
Congressman. Not senator.
Well, that everybody makes mistakes.
That's right.
His new role. That's what I was really saying.
And they're making a big mistake with those scanners.
Let's get some opinions. Let's see what we got here. Your senator.
Did you see that guy? Did you see that guy on YouTube or the news who says, "Don't touch my junk"? He's in the airport and. I sent you a link on your Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check it. I'll check it.
check it out.
Sir. He's actually on the phone right now. Can I take a message?
Yeah. I'm actually on air till about 2 hours. If you can give me a call back, if you don't mind.
Okay. What's your number?
Area code is 347.
Okay.
237.
Mm-hmm.
5125.
Okay, sir.
All right. And it's Wrecking the Game Radio. So if you could, I mean, it's nothing, it's not a hoax or anything, but I mean, as you know, as anybody else knows, the big issue is about, violation
airport
of rights
scanner.
And privacy. And so this is all about the airport scanner. So we're just trying to, get some, just the top command to give us their opinion.
Okay.
I'm just representing the small people, and we just want to know, what's the deal.
Okay. I will make sure to pass along the message, sir.
All right. Thank you, man.
Yep. Have a good day.
All right. All right. We got to call somebody else. Call some fucking senator.
He's on the phone. We'll hold, please.
Yeah.
We'll hold. We got an hour and a half to go, people.
Yo, man. Like, really? Like a hole. Shit. Tell them we on.
We can do,
man.
The show while we wait. No.
Keep playing music and shit. They'll be like, what the hell?
He's like, what?
All right. Okay. We'll scratch that one. Let's see. Your senator.
But you
is...
never know. You never know. They just might call.
Hey, we'll see. Your senator is actually Maria Cantwell or Patty Murray.
Yeah, Maria. Did Patty make it? I don't remember who made it.
Well, it says class 1 and class 3. What is the difference?
Oh, okay. Patty Murray is the one. She's the head one.
Okay. Well, what is the difference between, what does that mean, class 1 and class 3?
I don't even know. That, I'd have to look up.
Oh.
And I'm not near a computer.
I might even call it U.S. House of Representatives. Shit. Call our House Representatives. Call our House Rep. Shit. See what the hell they talking about. Fuck it. Let's take it on up, people. We're going to take it on to the highest before we contact the president office. Shit. Let's see. The House Directory. Speaker of the House. Educational Resources. That you need representatives. There we go. Oh, okay. Click on your state. All right. Florida. And let's see. What district? See, that's the other thing. You got to know what kind of district you're in and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm in the.
Yeah.
Out here. Oh, man. I got to look at my voter's registration card. And oh, wait a minute. Bam. And I just happen to have that information handy. Let's see here. District. What district is this? And this does not have the district on it. Okay. I thought that was going to be an easy way. Oh, let's see what we got here. Who can we call? Oh, yeah, that's right, Kathy Castor. Yeah, I'm the 11th district. Her punk ass. I don't really want to even talk to her, but... Fuck. Okay, let's go to wewontfly.com. So where you headed to, Eva? Neverland.
Who are you calling?
No, I said, where are you headed to?
Oh, I'm already there.
I'm
at the girl's house.
Oh, you're taking the girls somewhere?
Today's my daughter's 13th birthday. Happy birthday, Elizabeth.
What?
She's officially a teenager today. Woohoo!
Wow,
13.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. It's official now.
I'm going to give
Teenager.
And clap there. Little congratulations.
Party time.
13, now make sure you tell us.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Ooh. You know, that's just so she know. You know, you still a kid. You know what I'm saying?
I think she would tell you she don't got any balls yet.
Oh. Right.
Well, let's hope not.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, people, we're over here on Opt Out. We Won't Fly.com talking about the back scatter x-ray. Let's see what Kathy Castor knows about it. Guarantee these people are so ignorant, man. I swear, boy. Oh, I didn't know they even. Bet you fly every fucking day out of here. You don't know that this goddamn scanner's in there. Do you have?
Oh, they know what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Have you gone through them?
Yeah. Playing dumb would be the key of getting out of the deal, you know?
I have to turn off my music. 8:35. Do-do-do. All right, chill out with the porn till we get it on the phone. Do-do-do-do.
Thanks for calling
the
Office of
Congresswoman
Kathy Castor.
Yes, I was actually wondering if Kathy Castor was available to talk.
Well, excuse me?
Yes, I was actually wondering if she was available to speak with.
Oh, no, she's not.
What would actually be a good time, or who, I'm actually a radio show host, and who would I need to talk to and actually to schedule an interview with
okay,
her?
Her scheduler with media, Ellen, is out today, but I can leave a message and put it in her email.
Okay, or is it, or would it just be easier just to email her?
No, it'd be easier for me to email her. Can I get your name?
Okay. My radio host, show host name is DJ. DJ Smell So Good.
Okay.
And I'm Wrecking the Game Radio. My show number is area code 347-237-5125.
Okay.
And she can reach me. I'm actually on air at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is our local time.
Okay. Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, thank you. All right. That sucked.
And will you get a call back?
I doubt it, but we'll see. I'm still sending an email. The hell I need you to send an email when I can email my damn self. Shit.
Really? You know?
I mean, right underneath it, too, it says to email your rep. Like, wouldn't it just be easy for me to email and shit?
Say that again?
I'm like, just wouldn't it be easy, you know what I'm saying, to email it like?
Yeah, it would be.
Okay,
people. Might even want to do that just in case she's just tossing that in the trash can.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You
right
know?
Now. I'm doing right now, yeah, I know.
They got their filter secretary, you know? Filters through.
Let's see. Yeah, that's what that is. That's that motherfucker just getting paid to sit there and throw people off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if anybody calls in about some real issues, you make sure you just take some and throw it in the trash. But make sure you act like you're taking the information down. Oh, I can do that. I can do that. I do that all day.
For real.
All right, people. That's two down. Even one more to go. And I guess we get back into some music. People are trying to dodge us. They're trying to dodge us, man.
They always do.
Let's see. Where's the biggest controversy going down at? Let's see.
Right now, that is a big topic. It's been in all the news.
What area is like most affected right now? Like who's tripping the hardest? You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you this. If you look at the link on your Facebook, I linked to you. There's an airport in Florida that is opting out on the scanners. Check into that.
Actual airport. What?
Airport is.
Yeah,
they're
I
not.
Need to call.
They're refusing to have the scanners.
Okay, let's see. Let's go.
So check that out on your Facebook.
Log in. Checking out the old Facebook.
It's a link it's a comment in one of the comments on the link that I posted.
So I said log in. Okay. Let's see here what we got.
Hey, Goofy Bone had a good guest last night.
Oh, where?
It was Mellow Can. I'm not sure. Can. Mellow Can. Mm. And his music was really good. You might want to get a hold of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You pass it on to you. There's not one song that wasn't good.
And what was the rap or R&B? What was it?
It's kind of R&B rap. I can't really specify what it is, but it's good. He has a song called Easy that I really like.
It's good.
It was so good that he played it twice.
And I want to be friends with it. let's see what we got here, people. All right.
Thank you, Ryder.
This was the Florida airport.
Right.
All right.
There's an article
build
there on it.
Build it and they will leave. Amid concerns over radiation from scanners, civil lawsuits over pat-downs and general ineptitude on the part of TSA airport personnel, one Florida airport has thrown in the towel. Orlando Sanford International Airport has announced that it will opt out of the TSA's screening program. And how you may wonder, can an airport get away with this? Suffice it to say, the law is on their side. The Aviation and Transportation Security Act, created after 9/11, contains an opt-out clause. Under it, any U.S. Airport is free to hire its own private contracting firm to conduct screening so long as it used federal screeners for a period of 2 years. So y'all got to get groped for at least 2 years, and then after that, you know, you can go on and use your own gropers.
Wow.
The Washington Examiner reports that Representative John Mica, who will soon chair the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, wrote to the heads of more than 150 U.S. airports to remind them they can and should opt out. That's what I'm fucking talking about. And he wrote.
Hello.
And we have to call him up. We have to fucking call him up. John Mica. I'm going to call his ass up. When the TSA was established, it was never envisioned that it would become a huge, unwieldy bureaucracy, which was soon to grow to 670,000 employees. As TSA has grown larger, more impersonal, and administratively top-heavy, I believe it is important that airports across the country consider utilizing the opt-out provision and use private screening. In the wake of recent controversies over airport screenings, Orlando Sanford has taken the congressman's suggestion to heart. The airport's director, Larry Dale, is quoted at the website of WBO, a Central Florida radio station, as having said, all of our due diligence shows it's the way to go. You're going to get better service at a better price and more accountability and better customer service. The private sector doing a better job for less money is a question. What a crazy idea. Just look at the snazzy job the federal government has done and stimulated the moribund economy and fixing our broken healthcare system. Yeah, which is kind of true. Putting it right back into the hands of the motherfuckers is fucking the shit up. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a minute.
All
I mean,
right.
I got another call. Hold on. Sorry.
All right. Go ahead. She's not a fan of TSA. Yeah, Schumacher. As well as known terrorist. Schumacher was stopped by passengers, and known terrorist was stopped by the FBI before they made it on their plane. And you mentioned where international flights coming in. They are not subject to TSA screening. Exactly. Instead, it is the fault of the screeners in foreign countries, thank you, and of American intelligence agencies. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I don't understand. Bitches ain't flying out to go blow up no other countries, but everybody's supposed to be flying into here. But then y'all trying to motherfucking punish us for bitches that's flying into here. So that's the whole problem.
Hey,
you know what
sorry,
I'm saying? Man, that's crazy. This is. Let me tell you what this dude said. Real quick, this is just a comment that was mentioned. It says the two you mentioned and they talking about earlier are the people, the shoe bomber and the underwear bomber, so called underwear bomber.
Yeah, hey, yeah. I'm gonna
put names of these people. Come on, man.
I know,
hey,
you know.
Come on. But said the two mentioned earlier were international flights coming into the U.S., which is what I said. Way earlier, which, you know,
right.
I don't know why, but this is
right.
The show. But they are not subject to TSA screening.
Exactly,
and,
they're not.
You know, instead, it is the fault of the screeners in foreign countries and of American intelligence agencies. Come on, people.
That's right. They're not doing their job over there like we are over here.
Weird.
So-called job.
You ain't never heard a fucking American strapping himself, getting, walking through Tampa International Airport, heading to goddamn Omaha to blow up fucking Omaha with some dynamite strapped to his ass, or flying to goddamn Pakistan to blow their asses up. Even though y'all spraying all this propaganda for all these people that's supposed to be coming over here blowing us up, why motherfuckers ain't getting mad enough and going over there and trying to blow their shit up then? Come on, people.
Yeah.
Come the fuck on, man. All these sick motherfucking Americans that we got that bomb churches, rape kids and all this shit, you telling me none of them got the motherfucking galls to put some fucking dynamite on their ass or some kind of contraption, explosive contraption, to take their ass over to another country and blow some shit up over there?
Well, they have bomb-sniffing dogs that just with a minute amount of explosive powder or whatever chemical they use, they can detect it. And they can have them they don't even have to have them. It could be anybody walking in with it.
This is the private security companies. This is what they're supposed to. First, do not let them on with a gun. Second, do not let them on with a bomb. Third, do not let them on with a knife longer than 3 inches. Those are federal government guidelines. Yeah, that's right. The guidelines failed, not the screeners. And, folks, you blindly accepted that government workers would equate to better workers. That was a comment by Shia. Okay. Let's see. The property, this is from Ife Hill, some shit. The private security contractors follow all of the federal regulations. That the regulations were misdirected and inadequate is not the fault of the private security contractors. Also keep in mind that the 9/11 hijackers had valid driver's licenses. Yes, Virginia, there are suicide bombers. Man, please. Again, I say, where the fuck are the Americans that strap all this shit over and go to another country and bomb nation? What is? Exactly. Ain't nobody doing that shit, man. This motherfucking smoke, cloak, and dagger bullshit that keep going on, making people think there's something going on. People, ain't nothing going on but some good-ass travel. That's all you need to do is get your ass out there and mother travel. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Anybody want to hit me up, man, y'all check me out on Facebook. Facebook.com/... DJ Smells So Good. Yeah. That's, I think that's right.
That's DEEJEY. Smells So Good.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, okay. What the hell am Rob talking about? Oh. That is wondering, why are you talking when nobody asked you? Okay. Shouts out to old homegirl Denise. You know what I'm saying? I don't know Kilolo. Cornbread better than you, and I don't know you. Let's read some Facebook posts. How about that? It's Tyler Spencer making beef fajitas at work tonight with guacamole, yellow and red sweet potatoes. Alrighty then. Dave Manny Cone has a question. If I wanted us to try something new, like let's start slow and see where this goes, are you down for that? Answer, I still think you're messing with me, but yes.
Okay.
This is my daughter's daily horoscope. Today, Libra. Don't be too surprised if you have difficulty getting into a work frame of mind. It's likely that you'd rather daydream than be in the real.
Well, it is Friday.
Shouts out to Doc D. Attention, Doc D. Afternoon mixing and streaming live on the internet in 15 minutes.
That's
22 hours ago, but yeah. This Facebook thing is weird, you know what I'm saying? Because it
drives me crazy. Half the time I don't get it.
Oh.
I misunderstand it.
Freaking Facebook, I tell you.
People's comments and posts.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's bad enough for Twitter, and then comes Facebook, an enhanced Twitter. Worse than a pat down. Jeez. Worse than an enhanced pat down, man. Shit. Y'all be talking about violation of privacy. Hell, goddamn Facebook and shit. And Twitter, you put it all out there anyways, you know, like, fuck.
If you Google Facebook and look at the top to see how many posts there are, it's over 2 billion, some odd number.
That's crazy.
2 billion posts.
Yep. That's people putting their lives, putting their business out there, people.
Yep.
All right. Well,
yeah, I avoided it for years, and then I signed up last December. But
yeah,
I didn't actually get on it until later this year, earlier this year.
I signed up for it just because I could find my old Army friends. That's
right.
What sucked me into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My friends and family kept saying, go on. I'm on now.
All right, people. We're taking a musical break with a little Goofy Bone Body Lingo before we get into the nutty news of the day. You already know what time it is. Regular Game Radio, Freak the Fuck Out Friday presents Please Don't Stand Me.
The 186.26 exclusive. look at her in her mini skirt. Man, I can't even let that go by, so I hit her up. What's your name? She knows me from my fame. She knows I like to get it good and there won't be no complaints. I'm just your neighborhood homeboy trying to show some love. She's tripping out saying,
wow, is he really a thug?
I got my things together, got my thread so tight. And don't worry about a ride, we can hop in mine. Let's get some drinks and get up on the dance floor. Stretch them legs, get them ready for that triple X show. Cause once we get to my pad, we hitting them sheets. I got my bed spring squeaking to this nine diamond beat.
Girl, your body all over my body. And we ain't gotta say a word.
Don't gotta say nothing.
No, girl, your body all over my body. My body. Girl, we're talking body language. Girl, your body all over my body. And we ain't gotta say a word.
Don't gotta say nothing.
No.
Out on me cause I'm not the ordinary guy, but I give her what she wants and all that she needs. I'm hitting it so hard I think this girl's gonna bleed. Baby girl wants to go round two with the big bad bone. She's understanding now why I was on Jenny Jones. She's loving this gangster cause down there I guess I'm so thick. She's sucking the bone, trying to reach the fucking popsicle stick. I'm bending her over, throwing it in like I'm rolling some dice. I'm trying to beat this girl's guts, but I wanna be nice. I'm giving her the everlasting feeling, if you know what I mean. And you can have it any time of the day, just call me.
Girl, your body all over my body. And we ain't gotta say a word.
Don't gotta say nothing.
No, girl, your body all over my body. My body. Girl, we're talking body language.
Girl, your body all over my body.
We ain't gotta say a word.
Don't gotta say nothing.
No, girl, your body all over my body. My body. Girl, we're talking body language.
Tonight we go and visit your mother, but Wednesday when we make we clean up. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening,
dude. It's time for the nuts. It's time for the nutty news. Time for the nutty news, people. Nutty news is brought to you apart by, not Timmy, but, NuttyNewsToday.com. And crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. I'm going to have to patent that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing a lot
of
research.
Yeah, you should.
You
should.
You know what I'm saying? The world. Oh.
Yeah.
Starting this thing off, man. God damn it. But you know
what? Are you back in Florida?
Hey, goddammit, woman, we in Washington just because you said that shit.
Oh,
fuck
no,
that.
You didn't.
Fuck that. That.
Nuh-uh. Now you're making up stories, aren't you?
Calling Blanchley back.
You'll get nothing.
All right, people. Y'all heard it. She called it. Damn it. Yep. At the top
Florida.
Of the list, people. Good old Florida. It's not Tampa. That's what I'm talking about. Man buys a foreclosed home and finds a body in the garage.
Ooh.
That's how we kick our game down here, people. You move out, something else dead moves in. Ah, man, it's fucked up. The man who bought a foreclosed Florida home may have found the former owner's body when he discovered a corpse in the garage. Wow. Brevard County Sheriff's Major Andrew Walters said the man went to the home in Cape Canaveral. That's when he found the remains inside a car in the garage. Walters said it's unclear how long the body had been there or how the person died.
Wow.
Damn.
They don't even know how he was decomposed that much. They didn't know how he died.
And that just leads you to the question, like, well, before y'all motherfuckers came and cleaned the house out, nobody thought to check the car?
Or the garage or something?
Damn. Here we go. And the first official head buzzer and Envy drink tasting is tonight. Everyone has been asking, where can I try your drinks? Well, tonight is the night, people. This is according to Facebook. And let's see where we're at. Boomerang Martini Bar, 2016 Town Center Boulevard in Brandon, Florida. Free sampling starts at 11 p.m. while supplies last. Also, we have free Taiku giveaways, T-shirts, keychains, dog tags, hats, gift bags, and more. Paparazzi will be in the building taking pics, $50 bottles of Taiku. Don't forget to get a drink at the bar. Introductory prices are $8 for Envy, $6 for a head buster. And not only that, you still get to party at Tampa number one Thursday night spot. Music by DJ C Nasty and Cutmaster. QC and A-List in the building. See you there. That is DJ Headbuffer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't be there, but okay.
So where are you going to be in bed sleeping?
Yeah.
Come on, old man.
I'm getting ready to go to the Classic in the morning. I'm heading down to...
Oh, yeah.
Shouts out to the FAMU Classic. You know what I'm saying? To Bethune-Cookman College and FAMU. Coming down to do the battle, you know what I'm saying? Two good black college football teams is carrying on the 31st, I think this is the 31st year, something, 30-something year. They're celebrating 30-something years, so over 30 years. And also the battle of the bands, you know what I'm saying, hot bands. Of course, I won't be capturing any of that because I'll be outside getting my hustle on. Yeah, that's what I'm going there for. But, you know, we got some Wi-Fi in effect, you know what I'm saying? I will be out there kicking a little Wi-Fi around. We'll see. We will see. God damn it.
Are you back in Florida again?
Hey, lady. Stay out of my jungle juice, all right? Stay
rack them up, baby. Rack them up.
Fucking Florida. Shit.
How did I know?
But this is what we do, you know what I'm saying? Hey, actually, me and my mother was just talking about this actual, not this article, but an article like this, and I'll tell you the actual reason after I read the article. Family is first in nation to start camping for Black Friday.
Yeah.
Right. Forget just being the first in line. These folks are the first in the nation to start camping out at a Best Buy store in search of Black Friday deals. The Davenport family pitched a pair of tents in front of the Best Buy at town, Tyrone Square in St. Pete, to snag deals that were still 9 days away. That made them the first people to start camping out at a Best Buy store anywhere in the country. And that probably makes them the looniest people in the country, but hey.
Yeah.
I'll share a story with you. A friend of my mom's who had some kids, she had like five kids. It was Christmas time. She was, you know, financially strapped for cash. She only had a couple of hundred bucks, you know what I'm saying, to spend on all five kids. Through the grapevine, found out that it was, who was it? One of those electronic stores. It might have been Best Buy, CompUSA. One of them big electronic stores was having, you know, the Black Friday type sale.
Yeah.
But you know, some of the most of the stores, they say, you know, doors open up 6 a.m. to like 11 a.m.
Right. And there's a mad,
you know,
line.
Yeah. Well, this woman, you know what I'm saying, decided to go to the store at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the first one in line at 3 a.m. in the morning at this particular store. And because of that, they, you know, so, and she had a list wrote out. So they actually opened up the doors at 5 a.m. They opened up the doors an hour earlier than what they even scheduled, said they was. And so then, you know, of course, the people that was there got the benefit. But then she had all of the items that she had on the list. I mean, like the kids wanted stereos or whatever. All of the items were under $20.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, is she talking about she had like brand new stereos for like $5, and they had computers,
wow,
little computers and stuff like $10, but they had it. You know, they always do that. You know what I'm saying? Every single store does that, though. Every single store does that, you know.
But you do pay a price,
like,
though. And that,
yeah,
line
only,
can be crazy,
like,
mad.
And they'll put like 50 items out of each little sale thing, and then that's the first 30 minutes. That's really it.
Right, yep.
Yeah,
you better run and grab it quick.
You can forget all that. But
watch out, you might get knocked out.
Yeah, the key thing is to have a list, you know what I'm saying, and just know exactly what you're going for. And then sometimes, you know, you can pre-shop, go into the store early, you know what I'm saying, and kind of just, you know the location of where everything at. So, you know, when you go in, bam, I'm going right over here to electronics, okay, bam, 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 bam. I know those are the most popular things, so I'm going to get that shit first, then double back and get, you know, kid shit, and then, you know, just make a little ride out of it. You got to have a plan, you know what I'm saying? Just don't go running blindly shopping, and that's why people don't get all the best deals. They miss a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Over here in Portland, shouts out to Portland. I don't know why, but
that's 3 hours away.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh,
for wow. us in Seattle, to Portland, Oregon.
That's
3 hours.
You been there?
Yeah, many times. Passed through there too, down to California.
You been on the Oregon Trail?
Yeah, I guess I have.
You've been on the actual Oregon Trail. I mean the old song or whatever that crap was back in the day.
Well, no, not the actual one, but I'm sure the freeway runs through it somewhere.
Oh. Oh, that's what's up.
I mean, it goes up into some mountains, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah? It ain't no mountains like motherfucking, South Carolina, where ain't no goddamn guardrails, and your ass just going up and up and up and up and up all the way to the top of the fucking mountain. That's the most scariest shit I ever fucking seen, man.
That's what I'm talking about. It's just scary when you're driving down. Boy, you better slow your ass down.
Oh, that was some fucking scary shit.
Feel like somebody's pushing you behind you.
Yeah, and it's Indians that live at the top of the mountain. You know what I'm saying? If everybody want to know where the fucking Indians at, them bitches at the top of the goddamn mountain, away from everything. So they probably will be the last motherfuckers living. You know what I'm saying? With a lot of shit, all hell be breaking loose because they at the fucking top. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's all good.
So what's going on in Portland?
Woman, warm spray paint can and oven.
What?
Everybody knows what's going to happen if you do that.
You already know. Boom.
A spray can, a spray pan. I need to smoke my Merle Jane. A spray paint can placed in an oven for warming exploded, sending it out of the partially open door and into an attic space. The woman who lived in the home had placed spray paint cans in the oven to warm them for use in cold weather, leaving the oven door slightly open. One of the cans exploded, sending it rocketing toward the ceiling. Kitchen flames had already put out by her. Oh, kitchen flames had already put out by her by the time firefighters arrived. Oh, okay. Damn.
Crazy. But that's a fool. Clearly says on the can, flammable.
Don't
get in near heat.
God, flammable. Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean.
Come on, flammable.
Shouts out to Jaime Garcia. I don't know why. He just popped in my head. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him. Cyanide, Prophet Jackal, everybody on that side, Paranormal Soup Network.
Jamie
Havocon.
Miss Computer Lady. Goofy Bone.
I don't know where Miss PC Bone at. Miss PC Bone.
Easy Rider.
Yeah, Bit 66, make sure y'all go and, I don't know why I always do that when I got the damn promo. I'll play the promo on the second piece.
Yeah,
Bit
66.
Shout out to Miss Tasha Triple X over there in Perth, Australia, because we're in Australia, where two men put crocodile into car to save swimmers. Okay.
That's
only
pretty brave.
Only in Australia, people. Only in Australia.
That deserves a real award.
Yeah. Two Australian men didn't just run when they spotted a large crocodile at a popular swimming hole. They packed it into their car and took it away so it would not pose a danger to other bathers. The men found the 11-foot saltwater predator about 6 miles from the remote Aboriginal community of Goombalanya, in the tropical northern region known as Arnhem Land. The men left the animal at a relative's home as they prepared to release it back into the wild. So I'm fucking talking about. Yeah, you guys, fucking heroes, man. I give you.
Yeah.
Fucking good award. Too much of the nutty news, but good job. In Massachusetts, man refuses to let condo poison his birds. $17,000 fine.
Wow.
A Massachusetts man says he has accumulated more than $17,000 in $25 per day fines for refusing to allow condo management to poison birds on his balcony. Peter Giambro, 70, of the Marina Bay Development in Quincy, said he has been receiving $25 fines each day for the past 18 months after he changed his locks to prevent managers from going on his balcony and putting out poison for birds. Damn. Well, brother,
that's bad.
Yeah, he's trying to protect some motherfuckers that y'all trying to kill and shit. Cause y'all don't want bird shit. You know what I'm saying? In Arizona, new posse includes Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, and Steven Seagal. Right. Sheriff Joe Arpaio has gone to Hollywood. The Maricopa County Sheriff announced that he was teaming up with the action movie stars, including Lou Ferrigno of Hulk fame and actor Steven Seagal, to aid in his anti-illegal immigration crusade. Ferrigno and Seagal, both real-life deputies in other parts of the county, were among the 56 individuals who were sworn in as illegal immigration fighters. Y'all ain't got shit else to do.
They getting paid. Can't be hating on that one.
Man, I mean, just the positions that they come up with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Illegal immigrant fighters. Get the fuck out of here, man. What the fuck, y'all?
Let me come up with something.
Hey, you know, fuck it. Let me know, too.
Yeah, it's nutty, all right. That was some nutty news right there.
man. Over here in China, a woman is sentenced to labor camp for Twitter posts. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow, that's nutty.
That's what I like.
For
China,
Twitter
man,
posts?
See.
What?
China ain't with that bullshit, though. See, y'all
oh,
Americans
my God. That's
that
some
bullshit.
Censorship there, buddy.
Fuck that. Y'all be over there with that bullshit, letting cyberbullies take over and shit.
Let's
oh,
not do
man.
That.
A Chinese woman has been sentenced to a year in a labor camp for retweeting a Twitter post that mocked Chinese protesters who smashed Japanese products during a recent demonstration, her fiancé said. Chang Jiaping, under the username Wangi IO9, added a few words to a message written by her fiancé before resending it on Twitter. Chang, 46, was sentenced to 1 year in a Henan province labor camp for disturbing social stability. Damn!
Wow. Social stability.
Damn!
Wow.
And y'all motherfuckers sitting here worrying about some airport scandals and shit.
Wow. Really?
Damn!
Hey.
Wow. You
that
imagine if they had some kind of regulation on Twitter around here with how much trouble all these fucking teenagers and shit would be in right now? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Man.
Wow.
People.
There's your rights
you
right there.
You always think it's fucked up the way you stay at, but best believe other parts of this world is super fucked up.
Is it better in America?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, who wants to leave it now?
I think slowly but surely we're losing it too, you know?
Hey, man.
Our rights.
You got to gain it, people. We got to hold on. Fight for your rights. That's what Beastie Boy said. You got to fight for your rights.
Your rights.
Oh. In
for
Florida again.
Speech.
God damn.
Again? Is this,
yeah,
a knock, this a knockout or is this a triple play? What?
Well, this is some truth right here. This is the motherfucking truth. Never slam the door in a courtroom.
Oh.
Woman is shackled.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. People, listen, you can...
You're
you can,
going down.
You will get contempt of court for chewing gum in the courtroom. That will get you 6 months on probation because the sign clearly states outside no chewing gum, no wearing hats, sunglasses, or shit. Bring your ass in and sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. And cut your phone off. That's giving it a layman's term. You know what I'm saying? Never, ever slam the door to Circuit Judge Chet A. Tharps' courtroom. Marbella's Dorado learned that lesson the hard way after she punctuated her courtroom exit with a loud thud. She slammed the door so hard, the judge thought she might have broken glass. Go get her, Tharp told the bailiff. So she sat with other defendants, shackled at the ankles and wrists, weeping into her hands. In contempt of court. Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep.
That's the howls and you lose your temper.
Yeah, here you go.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, to get arrested on your day off. Beat the case and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think she took a day off, though. That's why she's in trouble.
Yeah. over in Georgia, two shepherds with their entire flock of 600 sheep disappear.
Wow.
How
is that possible?
But this is not the Georgia you're thinking of. Yeah. Police in ex-Soviet Georgia, we're talking about Russia, people, have been left guessing by the mysterious disappearance of two shepherds with their entire flock of 600 sheep the Resonanzi newspaper reported, police failed to find any trace of the two shepherds, brothers Koba and Sokhan Arubuli, who vanished with their dogs and the sheep near the village of Akhal Sopeli on Georgia's border with Azerbaijan. That's weird. Y'all ain't find no lamb shit, dog shit, or nothing. Sheep shit. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, I got a dropping over here.
Wow.
I guess not.
What did they load them up in?
You know, I think the aliens came and got them.
Yeah. It couldn't be trucks that ran out there because there's no tracks.
No. That definitely did roll up, people. Hold on, people. Marijuana break. Smoke them if you got them. Smoke them if you got them.
Right now.
Oh, my bad. Didn't mean to go there on you. All right, here we go. Just hold up. Give y'all a few more articles, man. We're going to get back into the music. Crank this thing going back up. Freak the Fuck Out Friday presents. You know what I'm saying? Please don't scan me. And go to wewontfly.com. Make sure y'all sign up or just opt out. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to participate with me, I'll be at Tampa International Airport November 24th. And, yeah, hold on. One-handed rolling here, people.
Ow.
I'm a pro at rolling now. All my homeboys know me. They know how I get down. I rolled a goddamn 5-foot blunt one time. Shit.
Yeah, didn't you have that? You took a picture of that, and it's on a site somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
I saw it. It's long. Long as
skinny. Yeah. Was that the one on the blue
My
cable?
Girlfriend's looking at me like, what are you talking about? You can't hear the other end of the story. Long and skinny. I saw that, baby. Yeah.
Give me that phone. Hello.
Work it, baby. This? Work it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
She popped her real quick.
Oh. Right. Tell her we talking about.
Doxus, everybody. Everyone's doxus is ready.
Oh.
We're talking about marijuana, people. Marijuana.
That good marijuana.
Rolling a blunt.
Hey, shouts out to my cousin, too, who actually listened to the show the other day. Super K, old Miss Keisha. You know what I'm saying? That sound out there. Oh, yeah, man. You got to love that first pull, people. It's a little harsh, you know what I'm saying? But okay.
So were you able to actually smoke that? It was so long. Could you really smoke that?
No, well, I probably could, but I didn't let it dry long enough.
Oh, I see.
So when I fired it up the first time, it actually pulled. But then, like, the wrap, the whole blunt kind of you know, just shrunk in on itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was wet, kind of dried up on itself. So I know if I would have let it. I done did it before. I done made a 3-foot one, and that bitch smoked. You know what I'm saying? And that motherfucker smoked all the way through. So, I just what I do, shit. I just like rolling big ass blunts. You know what I'm saying? But that was for actual show. That was, you know what I'm saying? That was for actual show.
Yeah.
Somebody out there got a picture of the actual blunt on stage though. When I first fired it up, because I took it out on stage, and I had to take two hands, and I was holding it like a fucking, you know, blowgun. And it took two hands.
A dart gun, yeah, blowgun.
Yeah. And I walked out, and I mean, it looked like China was in that motherfucker. So many cameras was goddamn flashing. I was like, yeah. Everybody was taking a picture of that shit, man. And my homeboy doing the song. That shit, that was exclusive. And then I, you know, fired it up and didn't smoke too good, so I broke it in half. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, fired up the two pieces. But it was still crazy, man.
Yeah.
Did you soak it in anything? The blunt leaf?
No, I just rolled. I took a half ounce of weed. No, I took about an ounce. It's about an ounce and a half, something like that. And then I took about a case of Dutch Masters, and I just started rolling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Linked them together, and then it started rolling.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
But,
it took me about 20 minutes.
I did see a picture of that.
Yeah, it took about 20 minutes.
I think it might have been on your MySpace.
Yeah, I think it's on the Mr. Chronically. One of them. Yeah.
One of them. I got a couple of links up there with Montel.
Oh, I got a. Matter of fact, if you go on the show page, my Blog Talk show page, all my links right there, shit, they take you to all my MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can find the people. Y'all want to find out my links, just go to my Blog Talk Radio page, /WDG Radio. Click on the links. Go down to where it says all the links, and it shows you.
Well, I believe that's where I got them.
I got everybody linked up there, so. And if I don't, you want to be linked, goddammit, let me know. I'll link you. In Idaho, fake doctor gives breast exams in bars.
That was a nice marijuana break, thanks.
Right.
Where were we? Idaho, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
But how in the hell? Okay. What the hell happened to them porn music?
They got to take a break sometime. Hey. Oh. Good to go now?
An Idaho judge has set bond at $100,000 for a Boise woman, police say, posed as a physician and duped at least two other women into having their breast exam by her at Boise area nightclubs. Yeah, she's dyking. Christina Ross, 37, you know what I'm saying, remains in Ada County Jail in Boise on two felony counts of practicing medicine without a license. Ross introduced herself to victims as a plastic surgeon.
Wow. And she was doing house calls, right?
It's crazy. Yeah, just meet me down at Sugar Mump's patio, and I'm gonna give you a breast exam in my office in the back. Right. Let's see. I'll dig up one more for you. I'll dig up one more. One more, and then we get back down there.
She don't deserve an award or nothing, huh?
No, not for lesbian.
Fondling breasts. I guess it's a good thing, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Real or not, right?
Oh, my bad. All right, lady. Well, I was going to let you get away with it.
Come
You've
on
been in. Kicked in the side.
Yeah.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
You've just been kicked. Yeah. Shouts out to the guest that popped up in here. What's up, dude? What the fuck? Hell no.
What happened?
Oh, man, this is too crazy. In Massachusetts, Wakefield track and field teams of sweatshirts. Thinking of the abbreviations. Wakefield track and field. Three little letters are causing a stir in one town. The Wakefield track and field teams and sweatshirts are the talk of the town. Why? Because they have decided to put the initials of their organization on the back. Those initials are WTF. Yeah. Also a popular vulgar internet colloquialism. And the familiar wing-shoed logo was supposed to be on the back, but it's believed that a student had the design changed. What the fuck on the back? Ah, man. Hey, I mean,
WCA.
That what it, Wakefield Dragonfield, I don't stand for. Shit.
Wow.
But that is not as nutty as New York, where a high school plans to open a drug clinic.
Okay.
Yeah. The call started pouring in as soon as William Floyd School Superintendent Paul Cassiano arrived at work. Parents and taxpayers wondered why the district had proposed opening a drug clinic inside William Floyd High School.
That's
something
crazy.
Needed to be done, said Cassiano of the school district's ongoing battle against student drug use. The number of disciplinary cases involving students either possessing drugs in school or coming to class high had doubled. Okay, so opening a drug clinic in the school is the solution. If they gonna buy it,
well,
they might as well buy it from us.
You know, did you go to school high? Did you bring drugs with you?
No, nah, well, I went, you know,
are you pleading the fifth here?
No, I mean, I wasn't interested in smoking weed then. I was all about running track, and I was a nerd in school, basically.
Oh, you was an athlete.
Yeah, I didn't do the smoking weed, too. Shit, I was then, going to the military, shit. Yeah, but I
well,
mean,
there you go, then
did.
You don't need the clinic.
Yeah, some of my friends did, though, you know, they smoked weed in school. A little drug. I didn't notice it, you know what I'm saying? So I guess it wasn't a huge factor, you know what I'm saying? I didn't notice, you know.
Well, what do they think the pros and cons are of that? Bringing in a clinic, what could be the pros and cons?
Timmy!
Only pro I could see for the school is that they're going to make money off them kids because the kids going to buy the hell out some damn drugs if they can get it right there in school.
Shoot, that could be another topic right there.
Wait a minute.
Another show.
How in the hell you call in twice?
Double line.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what happened.
That'll work. Well, that'll do it for Nutty News, people. Nutty News of the Day brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world.
Yeah, well, Cyanide needs to be here and double up on that.
Wow. Oh, God, that's a dog, man. Check it out.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Damn right.
Ouch.
That's on over there.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Snelson. We giving special shout out to my boy Jim Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shout out to the solo boys, ILG New Spaz Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good. We'll be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. We'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you. I feel you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is. Holding it down. Jook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. All that support. We out of here.
Yeah, speaking of old Lil Keith, be down there and be down in Orlando. He'll be performing performing this hit single right here down there at the FAMU Classic. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Key. Little Key, Key's on, Javon Black and everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? DJ Party Time. We're all going to be down there hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I go get my battery charger, too, so I can make sure I film it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it. Sugar Shack that's going down tonight. Club Nouveau, 1701 North Franklin Street, Tampa, Florida, 33602. $5 for the ladies before 11 p.m. Free drinks till midnight. Make sure y'all come through and hang out with Reggie Reg, Bernice Williams, Ted Willis, Dal Warren, Reggie Reg, and of course me. I'm going to be in the building. You know what I'm saying?
It's my dog birthday. It's my dog birthday. Come on, see it. chill for my dog, smoke with my dog, get paid, fuck cold with my dog, that's real, I ball, he ball, for your birthday, we gon' fly out, see ball, brand new kick, brand new chain, walk in the club, look a brand new lane, right long, you lame, stick on hard, can't get some my dick while you on yours, they try hard, but them boys can't last, you need to roll with the boys, they sad, and my dog got a birthday, and what's that, down on that birthday day, girl,
it's my dog.
So good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
I don't care.
intelligence is way above average. I'm not bragging, it's a part of my passage. Used to sleep wild, always falling off the mattress. I'm so dramatic, my mother said I should have been an actress. On call when I heard action, put it in consideration cause I had practice. Had people laughing while I was in the classes. Bastion, so off topic but I'm bashing. Had to plan a way that I would go pursue my passion. People tell you dreams but act slow as molasses. Wanna move forward but they kept me moving backwards. That is okay, had to get on track. And me giving up is something that will never happen. Rapping always seemed to be my attraction. It always seemed to be my attraction. As for you critics, I don't really care what you say, because hip-hop saved my life like Lupe. Ooh, great, now I'm just trying to get airplay. I won't be able if you listen to the hearsay, but I wanna hear my songs playing on the station. Spinning favorite drug on heavy rotation. Then have people outside just waiting, saying, "Red Shade, girl, you finally made it." If there's opportunity, I'm probably gonna take it. But you won't see me on no covers getting naked. See, I love my body and my body is sacred. Just to work my way up and see familiar faces. Just by doing that, they gon' label me as different. Cause I didn't use sex to gain recognition. Listen, although this is a competition, I don't wanna have regret sitting there wishing. Now I'm reflected on the past, present, future. Ask me how I'm feeling, I'ma say I'm feeling super.
The Fuck Out Friday presents Please Don't Scan Me. People, if you have me flying coming up this weekend or the 24th for the holiday weekend coming up, Thanksgiving and all that, Christmas or whatever you might be celebrating, anything, if you're flying, period, people, do not go through the body scanners, opt out of the body scanners, contact your local airports and make sure they opt out to not bring the damn body scanners to the airport. You know what I'm saying? That is a big thing, too. We need to make sure we do that, too. So call your airports and say, hey, we don't want it. But I'll be there on the 24th to let everybody know I don't want the motherfuckers, because I'm here letting you know I ain't with that shit. Heavenly Angel? Hello? Hello? Pick up the second one. Oh.
What's
that? All right. I told you on a double line.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear
you
me now?
The double line. You on the double line. Double
oh,
line.
It's a double bat line. I'm sorry. It's messed up right now. I can't get it off.
Oh, okay. It's all good.
I didn't get enough nutty today.
Oh, well, you all that nut.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking
okay,
about
yeah.
The news, people. We're talking about the news.
Well, what I was saying is you could either go in with your underwear or go in naked if otherwise. Like the Europeans do.
Yeah. Well, prefer the underwear. At least you won't go to jail for public nudity. You know what I'm saying?
Indecency, yeah. I don't know. Can you get away with that in the airport?
What was this?
With your underwear?
Yeah, you should have been, too.
Or go in your bathing suit. What about your bathing suit?
And your skinny. Any artist or DJ who got a smoking song for my Highway 420 mixtape hosted by DJ Southern Bell, send it to cornerpocketrecords@yahoo.com. I'll probably be sending mine over to them. Pass the blunt. Pass the blunt. Yeah, I'm sleeping. That's the blind. All right, Miss Heavenly Angel, you have a blessed day and unstressed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
day
and happy
and,
birthday again to my little girl. Well, my little lady
yeah.
now.
Yeah, all the Scorpios out there, Happy birthday to all y'all. And happy birthday, DJ Dalwan, once again. We got Club Nouveau hanging out tonight. Y'all check us out. And man, you're facing the place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what it do. Second of Game Radio, people. We is out of this piece. You know what I'm saying? I guess we'll get up out of here with that smoke song that we sending over to Lydell Lucky. Yeah. There you go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace out, people.
This is for the ballers, and this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug X. This is for everyone that want to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life. As I puff her pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing that good shit in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff her pass and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's a show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak nigga. With your crack, powder, and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen, and with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's short. You can keep that to yourself, and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Y'all pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Y'all pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
With a fresh roll blunt and blush your eyes, but that's no surprise. So we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Will you step off for me and pass the toast? I told you before, pass it to me if it's show. Come on. Since 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
to feel good. It's time to feel good. If y'all happy. The happy weed. Pass the blunt. Pass the blunt. Pass the blunt. Pass the blunt. It's a party over here. We gonna have a party. Just herb, natural herb. Nothing but something from the earth.